the National Party ahead, but still needing ACT and New Zealand First to form a government. Now, if that is the case, then our next guest, the current polls has our next guest in Parliament off the list. She'll be able to correct me if I'm wrong. Hinu Rewa Te Ho, National Party. Thank you so very much for joining me. I just haven't crunched my numbers from last night's polls. Hinu Rewa, I've been using an abacus, so it's a little bit slow. Under the current polls, Hinu Rewa, the Varian poll last night, TVNZ, how do you look from your list placing?
I'm Conservative. I'm right on the cusp for being elected, for getting into National, with National. So for me, the numbers, yes, then they're okay, but we really need to see our People Party vote National to be able to ensure that we get the right number of seats and our party votes higher to get more of our National Party people who are on the list. And so I'm on the cusp. So party vote National, people.
Yeah, ka pai. Well done to you. Now, it would be fair to say that you've had some challenging questions put to you as you've been around the debating circuit last night as well, too, here at Ngā Whare Wā, Te Marae. A couple of questions around Te Aka Whai Ora, co-governance, Te Tiriti or Waitangi. How have you managed to encourage the our whānau to see National's perspective on these kaupapa?
Well, in most cases, when you're out door knocking without Ewa Māori, that look, co-governance and Te Aka Whai is not even on their radar. What they're more interested in is knowing what's going to be in their pocket at the end of the day. So that's easing the cost of living. Is there going to be free dental care? Especially when you're door knocking, with a mother who's got five children, and most of her kids have had free dental care, they're worried about that may be taken away from them. Those are some of the issues. The co-governance doesn't come into it unless I'm talking to community groups who are working in that particular space, or health groups. Otherwise, it's average Māori on the street and saying, hey, why should I vote National? What's in it for me? What tax relief I'm going to get? Is there going to be affordable housing? Yeah.
And so with that in mind, though, you brought up the issue of free dental care for tamariki. With that in mind, what is National's kōrero, whakaaro on that or policy? Because this is a National Labor Party policy to have free dental care for all of those up to age 30. What does National have? Do they have something better for whānau?
At this particular point, there's no change to what the current policy is around dental care. I would say that once we do have a change of government and National is in, then they will look to review that, because everything is based on needs and data to ensure that we're giving the very best to our whānau, and those who are delivering at the front line services have the resources to be able to do that. So, for now, I'd say whānau, the policy there that's in place is there currently with not looking to change it. But what National is looking to do, though, is certainly within the health sector, is around cancer treatments, 13 extra cancer treatments for whānau, which will extend across to bowel cancer and breast cancer as well. That's good, looking to reduce the waiting list for our whānau. And also, if you've listened to Dr. Shane Yeti, he's very focused on ensuring that we have more nurses and doctors to be able to deal with our waiting lists.
Can you tell us what specifically he is going to do in terms of increasing the workforce? Because I've just finished speaking with Kerry Nuku from the Nursing Association. She's currently in San Francisco at an international nursing conference, and workforce shortage is international, global, not just here in Aotearoa. So we are competing against other countries who have better conditions, more pay, better lifestyle opportunities versus what we might have to offer. So what does, and then there are also measures in place currently to encourage our tauira Māori to come into the industry. So what specifically has Shane Vletti got to ensure that that workforce gap is being filled and quickly?
Yeah, look, I mean, he certainly wants to build our workforce and, you know, increase the number of nurses and doctors that we have here. Our policy is, I mean, basically I think our policy is a good policy around our being able to give New Zealanders a health service that is modern, high quality, evidence-based and available to all, regardless who you are or where you live. The focus is on delivering better care sooner and closer to home. You know, but to be able to do that, you need to have more people in the workforce and build the workforce. So, you know, if you're currently in nurses who may be completing their training, we want to be able to bond them. And I can't remember the actual figure dollar-wise, but there will be a return to them to be able to pay their student loans of around about, I think it's something like $4,500.
Right, so but, there's a bonding policy in place. That's what you National wishes to do, Shane Vletti. What about cultural competency of incoming workforce? So currently the actual skill base experience that is being taken care of, that's a bottom line, you know, skills, absolutely. But then there is support for them to understand the cultural nuances of Aotearoa Māori and our Pacifica whānau and our Asian whānau as well, but mostly Māori, to meet te tiriti or waitangi obligations. Do you know what Alfanonga Shane Vletti has in place to ensure that cultural competency is also met?
Look, that's a really good question, Claudette. And look, I don't have the answers on that because I haven't had a good conversation with Shane. But I would say is that, you know, with our Dr. Shane being of Māori, that he would have taken those things into account and looked at the healthcare and the ability of our system to provide care to patients with diverse values, beliefs and behaviours, and looking at how we tailor that healthcare to our Māori. And also too, that, you know, with our Māori health providers that we have, is making sure that those Māori health providers are at the front line, and I can't say that enough, actually have the resourcing and investment to be able to continue doing the hard work that they've been doing right through the whole of COVID and to present day.
As you've been out and about, generally speaking, what's the feeling like with our whānau out and about?
Look, you know, first of all, they're not, Claudette, they're not used to seeing a National Party person knocking on the front door, that's for sure. But look, and those who just open their door to me, and I have had conversations with, have been very respectful, and it's been great conversations. Conversation I had yesterday about a new list, you know, and that whānau person, you know, she said, my whānau have always voted National. And I went, well, she was from Te Wahapu Hokianga.
People up north, eh? you know, we've got stories around how Ngāti Hine used to always vote National until somebody voted Red and they had to track them down. Thank you so very much, Hinu Lewa, for joining us this morning on Te Reo Irirangi o Wāte. Good luck to you out and about on the hustings as we get closer to the 14th.
Kapai. Thank you so much,
Gordon.
Take care. Kia ora.
Me tuku mihi kia koe. That's Hinu Lewa Te Hau, National Tamaki Makaurau.